Have you missed out on any interesting discussions from Adventist World Radio SID Media? Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen to all podcasts and previous shows. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Trying to help you grow at 1 o'clock? Well, we give you every day at 10 minutes after 1. We have a conversation about your finances. And today and the rest of the week, we're talking about estate planning. And today, our guest, Nadia Pillay, is going to be talking to us about the taxing truth. Just the very sound of that doesn't rub me up the right way. Taxes are just poison in my mind. But then again, we do have to have this conversation because we have to deal with the truth, whether we like it or not. Most importantly, when we are gone, death and taxes may be inevitable, but excessive taxes on your estate don't have to be inevitable. So let's explore strategies to keeping Uncle Sam, the taxman SARS in South Africa, from taking too big a bite of our legacy. Joining me now, Nadia Pillay from Olamera Financial Services. She's a practitioner there. She's a practice manager, actually. Nadia, good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Lovely. Talk to us about this idea of the tax. What are the primary estate taxes individuals need to consider and be aware of?
Yeah, sure. That is, so to start off with the, when you say primary estate taxes, right? There's so many taxes related to transfer of assets after your death. But when you say primary, that means the main taxes that you can look out for.
Right.
On your estate, right? Mm. So one of the names or one of the taxes that you'll hear mentioned is estate duty.
Okay.
The estate duty taxes applies to every deceased estate in South Africa, and it's calculated on like the net value of your estate. This basically means after you take all of your assets and minus all your liabilities, that amount that you're left with is taxed via estate duty. Mm. But the main thing that you must look out for, so estate duty is taxed at 20%, right? Okay. But they give an exemption of 3.5 million on your estate, which means that if you have an estate that's less than 3.5 million, then estate duty won't apply to you.
Okay.
Yes, so that's a nice benefit sort of. So if you have a small estate, you won't be paying estate duty.
Right.
And if your estate exceeds 30 million, they push that rate up to 25%.
Sorry. Is it 30 or 3 million?
So it's 30 million.
30.
Okay. So if your estate exceeds 30 million, then that rate is pushed up to 25%. And if it's smaller than 3.5 million, then you don't pay the 20% estate duty that would normally apply.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's one of the taxes that you can look out for. Another one that normally gets triggered when someone passes is capital gains tax.
Right.
So when you pass, then your assets are deemed to have been disposed of, which will trigger capital gain, right?
Okay.
So if you go in debt with it, it can vary, but most of the time it's subject to like 18% for every asset that you have. And another nice one that you can look out for, I don't know if I should say nice one, but it's donations tax. Donations tax, they push that up to 20% and they give you an exemption. So donations tax comes at 20% over and above 100,000. The first 100,000 is exempt.
Sure.
Yes.
So it's capital gains tax. It's that estate duty tax. And now there's donations.
Yes.
All of those, if you're donating, you're going to be paying that amount.
So if you're donating over 100,000,
right,
you will get taxed at 20%. But these are the main ones that you can look out for. There is various other taxes if you go more in debt, but these are the ones that you can keep your eye out for.
So is gifting and donating the same thing?
So gifting and donating is the same thing.
Okay.
If you do gift, to a spouse that becomes exempt from estate duty, from estate tax.
Let's get into that then. Let's get into the how can gifting during your lifetime reduce estate tax liability?
That's a good one. Because as I mentioned, right, gifting, so if I gift you $100,000,
right,
I won't be taxed at 20% because it's below, it's up to $100,000. If I go over that, then I'm taxed 20%.
Right.
So if you say gifting during your lifetime to reduce your tax liability, you'd want to give someone just below that threshold of $100,000. And at the same time, you'll be reducing your estate value lower in order to, as I mentioned the first time, if your estate is lower than $3.5 million, you won't be taxed that estate duty.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So when you say you're gifting a person, you must gift this person while you're alive.
Yes. So gifting while you're alive, you must gift them. Another way that you can actually gift is you can gift in your will. So if I don't gift you while I'm alive, I can gift you. I can mention you or gift you through my will. And that also would reduce my estate value because gifting would mean if I gift you $100,000, my estate reduces by $100,000.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And so what role does trusts play in minimizing taxes on the estate, having a trust?
So trust was one thing that we touched on yesterday. Yeah. As I mentioned, there is various trusts, right? And trust, you can also put it as one way to reduce your estate value.
Right.
So what I mean by that, yesterday we did mention that there is a living trust or inter vivos trust. That trust comes with different types of trust, and one of them is an irrevocable trust, right?
Okay.
And that what that means is that if I open that trust while I'm alive, I'm unable to make any changes to it, but it does come with tax benefits.
Okay.
So, yes. So what I mean by that is that so if I transfer assets to my trust, my irrevocable trust, which is a trust while I open while I'm alive, if I transfer my assets there, that effectively removes it from my estate and reduces the value of it. So, for example, if I have $3 million in my trust, I have a $3 million that I want to give to my trust, that $3 million then gets removed from my estate and I'm $3 million less than what I had, which is putting me in a better position because the lower your estate, if it's lower than that $3.5 million, I'm not paying any estate duty. But that depends on from situation to situation.
Right.
Yes.
So you spoke about donating, but what about donating to charity? Are there tax benefits to donating part of your estate to charity?
Definitely. So donating to charity, it definitely has tax benefits. The only thing that you must be sure of is that when donating, right, you must donate to a registered PBO. So what I mean by that is you must donate to a registered public, so PBO would be basically a charity that SARS recognizes to be exempt, and it must be registered.
So what donate, does PDO stand for?
So PBO, it's a public benefit organization. I'll just make sure of that, but yes. But you must register to that PBO because SARS recognizes that as exempt. So if I'm donating to a charity, I'm donating to a PBO, and whatever amount I donate to them, my estate gets reduced by that amount.
Does a church qualify as a PBO?
Sorry?
Does a church qualify to be a PBO?
Oh, I can't say for sure 100%. Okay. I could, I can't say for sure 100%.
No problem, girl.
Yes, but I just wanted to mention that what's nice about donating to a PBO is that I don't have to donate up to $100,000 or less than, so I can donate up to any amount.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be taxed. That as I mentioned earlier, if you donate over and above $100,000, you get taxed 20%.
Right.
But when you're donating to a PBO, you don't have to worry about that $100,000 threshold.
Right.
So which means I can donate any amount, regardless how big it is, and it comes off of my estate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please find out for me. If I were to donate to my church, for example, if that money will be exempt to from Texas. Just find it for me. And when we talk tomorrow, perhaps you can share that information for me. And then finally, 100%. Yeah, how does international property or income impact estate taxes?
So with international property, you must always make sure. So if I'm a South African, mm-hmm. I'm a South African citizen, South Africa will generally tax me on my worldwide property or income, mm-hmm. which means that if I have a property in the UK, I'm taxed here in South Africa on even on that UK property. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when you pass away, your foreign assets are all taken into account and calculated to get your net estate value.
Right.
So the different countries obviously have their different tax systems of how they do things. So if, for example, if I'm a South African and I'm living in the US,
right,
and I have a property there, I could be taxed according to their tax laws. And that's where something that we call a double taxation comes in. Yes, a double taxation comes in. But the only thing is that so South Africa with other countries come together and they arrange like a double tax agreement, which we call a DTA. Mm-hmm. And this prevents you actually from getting a double taxation because then you can claim like a tax credit back. So that's at least a nice thing to look out for. But the important thing is always to consider South African laws as well as the foreign jurisdiction if you do have properties overseas and make sure that it all aligns. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think this is something I would love to study, particularly how to manage the issue of taxes. It seems as though we work for fuel and taxes. In South Africa, it's fuel, electricity, and taxes. We don't really work for our families. But hey, thank you very much. This helps, Nadia. The idea of estate planning is more complex than just saying, you take my shoes, you take my bag, you take the car. It has a lot involved in it, and this is very helpful. Thank you very much. Looking forward to our conversation tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, that is our tax practitioner for today. She's a practice manager at Olamera. She's helping us throughout the week to manage the issue of our estate planning. If you're one of those people who is like me, considering this as a serious avenue for consideration, this is something that you should listen to. She's coming back again tomorrow at 10 minutes after 1 to talk to us about just that. You're listening to Afterswell Radio.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.